Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The head of the Islamist group leading the insurgency in Syria says his forces have taken full control of the city of Homs. Abu Muhammad al-Julani called it a historic victory and urged his followers not to harm those who surrendered. Hugo Bashega reports.
The announcement came late at night. Abu Muhammad al-Julani, the leader of the Islamist group HTS, whose offensive has been so successful in recent days, said this was a historic moment that would distinguish between right and wrong. By capturing Homs, the rebels are isolating the capital Damascus from the rest of the country. Now, the regime of President Bashar al-Assad is hanging by a thread. The rebels are advancing on the capital from the north, east and south. The military is unable and in some areas apparently unwilling to stop the fighters, with soldiers defecting or abandoning their positions. And the president's whereabouts are not clear.
The Syrian army says it's boosting the deployment of forces around Damascus. The government denied reports the army had withdrawn from areas around the city. The UN special envoy for Syria says he believes a negotiated solution to the crisis there is still possible, but warned that the situation was very messy and dangerous. Geir Pedersen was speaking to the BBC in Doha, where he joined Arab foreign ministers in emergency talks with their Iranian, Russian and Turkish counterparts. Here's Lise Doucette.
A lot of nervousness. That's how the UN special envoy described these emergency talks in Doha. He said the consensus of all the countries meeting here was there was still a chance to find a negotiated way out. But Geir Pedersen conceded it could also go terribly wrong.
I am worried, but I genuinely also see a potential. There is a possible opening here, but it could also end in a new real disaster.
He said it may take, in his words, something close to a miracle to get all the armed groups to work together.
A sumptuously restored Notre Dame Cathedral has been rededicated during a ceremony in Paris attended by world leaders 5 years after a catastrophic fire. Mr. Macron said the cathedral was a metaphor for what France and the world should be, united in brotherhood and mutual aid. The colossal restoration was completed in the approximate time frame proposed by Mr. Macron. Hugh Schofield in Paris reports.
It's been a big occasion for President Macron, who hopes the undoubted triumph of the cathedral's restoration under his watch will distract from his deep political difficulties. Getting Donald Trump to attend was certainly a success, and earlier in the afternoon at the Élysée, the two men resumed the relationship that they started during Mr. Trump's first term.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Prosecutors in South Korea have arrested the former defence minister, Kim Jong-un, on suspicion of rebellion over his role in the president's declaration of martial law on Tuesday. Mr. Kim has been questioned for several days following the deployment of South Korean troops to parliament. Earlier, President Yoon Suk-yeol narrowly survived an attempt by opposition MPs to impeach him when a majority of politicians from his governing party boycotted the proceedings. Hamas has released video footage of an Israeli hostage held in Gaza since the attack on October the 7th last year. Matan Zangaukar, who is 25, says time is running short. In the three-minute video, he urges Israelis to take to the streets to demand a deal to release all hostages and implement a ceasefire. Dutch emergency workers are searching the rubble of an apartment block in The Hague after a huge explosion and a fire that killed at least four people. One person was found alive and taken to hospital. The cause is unknown. Police have appealed for information, including video footage from private cameras. Anna Holligan reports.
Most people were asleep. It was 6:15 in the morning when the powerful blast ripped through their homes. It's unclear how many people may still be trapped. It's feared children may be among the missing. Layer by layer, brick by brick, the rescue effort has become a salvage operation. Many of the survivors are spending the night in temporary shelters. Both the investigation and recovery operation surrounding their homes are expected to go on for days.
The authorities in Colombia say a motorcycle laden with explosives has been detonated at a police checkpoint in the southwest of the country, killing the driver and wounding 14 people. Investigators believe the attack was carried out by a member of an armed criminal group active in the Jamundi area, a key area for drugs gangs. That's the latest from BBC News.